minutes left.
0 hour. Hello, Eric.
Hello, old man. Hi, Eric. Ba-na-na.
It's...
Ah, baby 49.
I'm so glad it's
ready. Hi, Chaka.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Turtles. Hi, new child.
Hi, new child. The loving spirit, good to see you. Thank you for joining the show.
Hi, loving spirits. I almost put.
Welcome everybody to the Old Man's Podcast Show with Gina, Joe, and Eric, coming to you live from across the United States, reaching out to the Netherlands. Well, I would say the Netherlands. Nether reaches of the world. And the Netherlands.
And the Netherlands, yeah. Why not?
Hey, everybody. Welcome, everybody, coming into the chat room, coming into the live show. We appreciate
I hope I got everybody.
And to everybody that's listening to the show on the download later in the day, welcome and thank you for downloading the show. Hit that follow button. Give us a follow. And if you're listening to the show later this morning at 11 a.m. Pacific time on the WESN Epic Strategies Network, hello! Good to see everybody. Friday, man. Friday!
Oh, Lord. Hi, Marie. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Shannon. Hi, Jess.
Hi, Bo. How's baby Bo doing?
Where's...
Oh, Mr. Ray.
Hi, Veronica. I'm happy and I'm Mr. Ray.
It's a Friday party. Yes, indeed. Yes, it is. Ralph Williams.
Hi, Ralph.
Podcast in the house. I tell you what.
Woo, lots of people. I can't type fast enough.
I tell you what, it is something. It is something today. Mm-mm-mm.
Why? That's it?
That's it.
I'm poetic and baby. I'm going down the line. Oh, yes.
Oh, sad day today. Sad day. We saw, we heard Meatloaf passed away. He was 75 years old. From what I saw, what a great guy. I mean, good singer. This is him right now singing "I Would Do Anything for Love." Great singer. He was a good actor.
Yes.
A good all-around entertainer. And he's gonna be missed.
I know. Wait. Stop right now! I said no right now. But we go any further. Do you love me? Will you love me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you love me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me?
You know, and that. And you know the thing is, the impression that I got of the type of person he was, he would want us having fun, people. He would want us having fun. Yeah.
Yes, he's
a great, he was a good guy. I thought he was a good guy. I saw him in several movies.
Thanks, Tuttles.
Very good entertainer. He was in, he's in Fight Club. For those
I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Yeah, he's in Fight Club. And he was in this movie that was made in England called The 51st State with Samuel L. Jackson, which is a good movie, 51st State. It has to do with a chemist.
Yeah, Fight Club.
That comes up with a fake drug.
he comes up with a fake drug.
And he pumps it up as something to just give you a bunch of energy and just get you going, you know. And he goes and he delivers it to the people in those raves, those dance parties. Yeah. And they're after him because he's given this drug and they want to know.
Hi, you
know,
oh, no.
He's given out an illegal substance and they get it, and it all boils down to he made a bunch of money on this and it was nothing. It was nothing. Yeah, Red Bull and coffee. Exactly. rest
ten,
in peace.
10 albums out there. 10 albums.
Oh, really? 10?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Does it say how many movies he was in, by chance?
I read that, too, which you were reading, and I'm trying to find it. Where it said, amazing career spans six decades. They saw him selling over 1 million albums worldwide. A star in over 65 movies, including Fight Club, Focus, Rocky Horror Picture Show, and Wayne's World, to name a few.
What a great entertainer.
His family, yeah.
Well, we salute you. We salute you, Meatloaf. Rest in peace, big guy. Rest in peace.
And I still want to know if you're going to take me away and make me your wife. Will you love me? Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah, you weren't listening to me sing. I was singing.
Yeah, I was listening to you sing. Yeah.
Yeah, that's part of that Paradise. What is it? Paradise. What's the name of that song? Paradise in the dashboard light night. Paradise. Come on, people in the chat. Paradise in the dashboard night, or something like that.
I have no idea.
That song I was playing when I sent you. There you go. Thank you, BP. Paradise by the
Dashboard Light.
Yes. You know, when the girl goes, he's like, oh, and the girl goes, wait, stop right now. And she's like, woo.
No, but I tell you what, I'm enjoying you telling me about it.
Yes, that's what she says. She says, stop right now. I gotta know right now. Before we go any further, will you love me? Will you melt me forever? Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you make me your wife? And he's like, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. I thought I was getting to third base. Don't you remember in that song?
No, I honestly don't, Dina Jo. I honestly don't.
Oh, my
gosh.
You have to listen to that song. Yes, that's part of the song.
What was the name of it?
That Paradise by the Dashboard Night. But it's like towards the middle of it.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think
all
so.
Right. I was going to look it up. It's 8 minutes long. Okay.
Yeah.
We'll say that for another day. We'll look it up and go try to get.
Let me see if I can find the lyric one. We'll see. But yeah, I'm surprised you haven't heard that.
No. Well, I have come to the conclusion. I have come to the conclusion that you have. You know, we both have listened in our lifetimes to a lot of music, but we have chosen different paths to travel. We have listened to different types.
This song was so big in the 70s. I mean, you heard it everywhere. And it was like, in part, some of the words, people are probably singing wrong, too.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt.
Let me see if I can find out where. I know you heard me when I sent you that message. It was playing in the background. Uh-huh. So, yeah, it's funny. It like there's like a part in it where you hear like a radio announcer and he's like, there he is, bat to bat, batting home run, you know, and he's talking about a batter, you know, first base, second base.
Uh-huh.
You don't remember none of that, huh?
No, but I found it here with the lyrics. Let me see if I can get to that part. Come on, show me the lyrics. There we go. Boy, well, I remember every little thing as if it happened only. You say it's towards the middle of the song?
Yeah, probably. Let's see.
Come on, hold tight. Come on, hold tight. That's the chorus.
Okay,
he's
let's
gonna
see.
Slide
right the, around gonna, third. Yeah.
He's going to slide in head first. Here he comes.
Yep.
Is that the part?
Yeah, it's going to come. Yeah. Here.
Oh, it's going to come?
Yeah. Just wait.
Taking a pretty big lead out there, almost daring him to try and pick him off. Winds up, and it's bunted down the third baseline. The suicide squeezes on. Here he comes. Squeeze play is going to be close. Here's the throw. Here's the play at the plate. Holy cow, I think he's going to make it.
Stop right now.
I got another right now. Before we go any further, do you love me? You love me forever. Do you need me? Will you never leave me? Will you make me so happy for the rest of my life? Will you take me away? Will you take me away? Do you love me forever?
Paradise by the Dashboard Lights, Beef Flow featuring Beef Flow. That was fun.
Told ya, see?
What songs you know and the words to them. It's, you are like a music library.
Sometimes.
Yeah, sure. That was great. Good job.
See, you learned something today, old man.
That was fantastic. That was fantastic. Well, anyway, hello everybody.
I'm driving off. Welcome. You just
we kind of started the show and put the pedal to the metal and just took off. That's what we did. It's good to see everybody. Hey, I just want to say, Ralph William, you are the greatest guy in Pod World. You are so kind to us. This man promotes us.
Thank you so
much. He promotes us and our little podcast more than anybody I have ever heard. Outside of our own little promoter, Eric Kirk, Ralph, he just promotes us on his show. You are such
a champ.
Very
kind.
You are a very kind and generous man, and I applaud you. You are a great friend, and thank you. If you don't, if you get the chance to catch Ralph Williams' podcast, you need to do so. Catch him on Podbeam.
Hi, Growl Snarl.
And just give him a listen. He's a very informative, provocative conversation.
Yes, but he gets you to want to go, and you need to do your own research. You can listen to him and then to go do your own research on what he tells you. Yeah.
Right. But today, it seemed like he was on a remote location. And, man, Ralph, sounded like you were just having a bunch of fun today, man. You were having fun. We caught the tail end of the show. Just a good guy. Give him a follow. Check him out. Oh, man. I just haven't got enough words to thank you for what you do for us. A lot of our success is hinged on the fact that Ralph William promotes us and gets our name out there and brings in. I mean, he challenges his people right there on his show. I mean, he goes, hey, we got 20 people in the chat right now. Go over there right now and give you. I mean,
that's so nice. Thank you, Ralph.
It is, Ralph. It is. Anyway, good times. It's Friday, man. It is Friday. Hey, and he gave me an idea. He gave me an idea this morning. I'm going to make this a promote your podcast day today. If you're in there in the chat room, you got a podcast that's going on. Put the information in the chat room.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us what your podcast is about. Tell us when you got a show coming up. And promote your podcast in the chat room. You know,
we have Miss Poe right here. She has a podcast, and she has all different websites you can go to. I'm sorry, I don't know them all offhand. I know Eric does. She could put them in there that you could go if you would like a reading. She's there.
We got John Bale in there.
Just click on their little profiles. Yeah, click on their profiles with the V, and then give them a follow.
Yeah, and you got
a Growl Snarl. Looks like he has one or she has one.
Yeah. Promote your podcast in our chat room. And then if you're in the chat room and you see someone promoting their podcast.
Lou Rock has one.
Click on that little profile picture there.
Ms. Shannon.
Mm-hmm. Pull up their profile.
Radio
and
Project.
Give them a follow. Give them a follow right then. Yeah. It's Let's promote. We need to do that. I think we need to do that a little more often on Fridays. Make Fridays a little promote your podcast day. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Poetic. There's her stuff right there.
And we love us some Poe. We love us some
and baby Poe.
Yeah, baby Poe. That is such a beautiful little baby. Oh, man. I always run and show Grammy the pictures because I'll be looking at Instagram and it's like, look at this baby. And I go like that. I say it just like that. Oh, look, there's baby Poe's picture coming along.
Oh, you're learning. You sounded like me, huh? Unsupervised madness. There's how growl snarls. There you go, guys. Click on that little profile.
There you go.
Follow.
Yeah. Click on that. Well, here, look. I'll show you how to do it. I'm clicking on the profile. Boop. I mean, I'm clicking on the picture. I go to the profile where it says profile. I pop it up there. And then you see the page, and right there you see a little box with a plus follow on there. I go over there, I click that, and bam, I'm following the Howl Growl Snarl. There you go. Just that easy.
Mm-hmm. Give him and a also, Ralph Williams that you see right there, he also has a Epic Strategy Network, and it's WESN. And you can go there and listen to all kinds of music, which also includes Man Cave Sounds up there that just popped in. He's on there.
Yes,
so,
he is.
Yeah.
Yes,
there's Epic Strategy Network right there.
It's actually like it's actually a radio. He's got a radio station. WESN, Epic Strategy Radio. Yeah, check him out. Yeah, Man Cave. Man Cave's in there. Man Cave produces music, a bunch of mixes out there. Man Cave, we've got a little promote your podcast and what you're doing on our chat room. Fill in the information where they can find where your music's at. And we're just encouraging people to do that because we want all you guys to get your podcasts out there. Yeah. Get them out there. And it's like I said, it's just a good time. Get yourself. You know, there are so many. We're going to be doing this 2 years come April. We will be doing our podcast for 2 years. And in that two-year span, there have been tremendous growth of people doing podcasts. It's like it's the rage now. Everybody's doing podcasts. And there are hundreds of thousands of podcasts out there, hundreds and hundreds of thousands of them out there. So it's good times. Mm-hmm. I don't mean that in a bad way either. It's fun. It's good times. Just get your stuff out there. Get your stuff out there.
Oh, okay. Poe's doing it. Good for you, Poe.
Yeah, I know. A shock, isn't it, Asha? He goes, God, I've known your old bloody self for 2 years. Yes, you have, my friend. Yes, you have. That's just good times right there, man. I'm telling you. Hey, I want to ask you a question. So, everybody, ask you a question.
Okay.
So, what is an extremely common thing that others can do but you can't? For an example, Roselle, Grammy's daughter. She cannot wink. She cannot wink. You know, like with one eye?
Yeah.
If you want her to wink, she closes both her eyes. She blinks. She don't wink. And it's like, come on, Roselle.
Hi, Tanner.
She goes, no, I can't. And I try to get her to wink, and she can't. She can't close one eye at a time. She can only close them both at once.
I think when somebody puts me on the spot, I can't. I try and then I overcompensate and can't. I end up blinking both times, but if I just do it.
Oh, so you have a hard time?
Yeah, I kind of have to put my cheek into it. So like I kind of have a weird look on my face, you know? So I'm like,
You have to over exaggerate it. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like, No, that was a week, really.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, Real Patriots voice.
So what else? Well, I mean, what is there? What can you do? So that's it? I mean, you're a.
I don't know. I'm trying to think.
I don't know.
Why can't I?
You know, I can wiggle my ears.
Oh, I can't do that.
Yeah, I can wiggle my ears.
Where are you from? You from some other planet?
I can wink and wiggle my ears at the same time.
Oh man,
I'm
you're
doing
talented.
It right now.
Oh,
dun, dun, dun.
Oh, thank you, Eric.
I might even super chat a couple more.
That's so nice of you. Hi, Mando, Dale, welcome.
Yeah, Eric is the master of promotions.
I used to be able to do the Spock thing. Let's see.
I can totally do it
on my left hand. And yeah, I mean, I can totally do it like right, you know, like move my fingers on my left hand, but on my right hand, I have to kind of really put it, but I can do it. Yeah.
Oh, I'm like Pook. I can't whistle loud either. No. Pook says can't whistle loudly.
No, I can't whistle at all.
Mm-mm. Here, I'll whistle for you. Not very
I'm
good.
Deaf, dumb, welcome. YWMKXM.
I can't do any kind of whistling. I try to put that fingers to my lips, and I end up having a handful of spit. Yeah, I can't whistle.
They used to teach, like, you would take your lower lip and squeeze it together.
Oh, yeah.
How'd they do that? I can't do it. What, did my lower lip shrink? I used to be able to do it when I was a kid.
Now's what I wish we had video, folks.
I know.
Now I wish we had video. That would be hilarious. Oh man!
You know what I'm talking about. You kind of pull your lower lip up together, and you're supposed to be able to breathe through it, or somehow, and whistle that way too. I guess.
Tuttles claims to be able to whistle TV theme songs. TV
Tuttles, we have to hear that.
Ah, what are you doing? Not calling in and showing us? Come on, buddy.
I know.
Come on, big guy. Get on the phone. We want to hear you whistling some theme songs. At least a couple.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have your tooth all messed up because
Remember, the
snow came and then they canceled his appointment or something.
Right.
Are you still snowed in? Andy, okay. You know, we'll have to hear that. Well, I'll remember.
I've heard of artists that, their teeth are like, you know, just messed up. You know, they're just like most of our teeth are, people with teeth, you know, they're just messed up. And somebody says, well, man, now that you're famous and that, you ought to, you know, put some money out and go have your go get some dental work in that. And they go, oh, no, I'm not, because I don't want to take a chance of losing my singing voice.
Oh, yeah, you know, probably because would change everything.
Yeah, because it all goes through your, you know, everything comes through your mouth and it echoes around in there and your teeth and it's bouncing things around. And I thought, man, what a horrible, terrible thing that would be. I mean, here you are, you're famous, you got all this singing, you know what you're doing. And then all of a sudden you go get some dental work done and you can't sound like you used to. Oh, man, that would be terrible. Yeah. But I don't sing, so it wouldn't matter to me.
Oh, no, Pook. I sing, but I don't say that I sing well, but I just have fun.
That's it.
Maybe if I got something fixed, I might sing well. I don't know. Oh, brother.
Singing. You sing from the heart. That's what it is.
I do. I just have fun. And you know what? I never used to do that before. I'd be like,
you got to just have fun. And, you know, it's funny to hear, you know, and I'm gonna use you as an example, Dina Jo.
Okay.
But it's funny because here we are on this platform and, you know, we're live and the show's going out around the world and you have – no reservations at all of singing. And you even said it. Look, I don't sing good, but you know what? I love to sing and I'm going to sing. See? Yeah.
Because you know what? That's growth. Because I used to care way too much about what other people think. And I do sometimes still, you know, that still comes around because I'm learning that word confidence. But it's all about having fun. And I live with me all the time. So I want to have fun.
Can you still hear me? There you are.
Now I can. I did. Okay. You were quiet, so.
Oh, I couldn't hear you. You went dead.
Oh.
Yeah. You were talking about you used to be a shy person, and then you went dead. I went,
I think everybody else heard me because they were responding. That's weird. That's the second time that's happened.
Oh.
Everybody else heard me, right? Yeah, because Poe was saying, I totally understand.
There you go.
Jog out. They heard me. Huh. You were silent. That's where I'm like, because I didn't. Yeah.
So I was the one that got dropped, not you. What a French toast.
Yeah, you were silent just for that amount of time that I was talking.
Well, you know, the sun is acting up again. We got those sunspots coming. Sunspots are coming. But anyway, yeah, tremendous growth. You've experienced tremendous growth as a, you know, as a human being.
No, I have. I thank you. Thank you for saying that. And you're right. And it's certain times in, like what Tuttle says, that he hit 40. It switched when he hit 40, and he has a case of he doesn't give a French toast what other people think. And that's kind of what it is for me too, in growing and learning to have confidence in me, and not really caring, you know, like you've said a million times, there are only faces here, you know, some of them, there's a lot of people we are getting to know. Yeah. Other people are just, you know, I don't
just
really
words
know.
On a screen. They're just words on a screen. Words on a screen. Yeah.
And yeah, if there's going to be haters out there, they're just hating because they want what I got. That's all.
Yeah. And you know, there's nothing wrong in having a little bit of that. There's nothing wrong with having a little bit of that I don't care attitude.
Right.
Because, you know, that's just what it is. We get so wrapped up in what other people think.
Exactly.
And then we get, you know, we crawl back into our shell, you know,
And go into
say our, anything.
Exactly. We go into our comfort zone. Exactly. I was always taught that having confidence and stuff like that was you're being conceited. You're being conceited. You don't want to be conceited. Oh, all right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And it's not. It's not arrogant. At all.
You're an awful arrogant person. Yeah.
No.
I was told that. I was at a job interview looking to get a job as a visual inspector with this company. Mm-hmm. I'm going through this panel interview. They got like five people there throwing questions at me. And I'm answering the questions. I'm answering them honestly. And then so one guy goes, man, you know what? It sure seems like you're a pretty arrogant person. And I looked at him and I says, you know what? I wouldn't give you a wooden nickel for an inspector that wasn't arrogant. You know, you got to have a little cockiness in you. You got to have a little I don't care what you think attitude, because you're judging people on their work against codes. And you've got to be brutally honest. You know, you got to not care if you hurt people's feelings. You know, hey, this isn't right. And that's how I've been my whole life. You know, I just honestly really don't care. I mean, I care more now about people. I care about their well-being. I hope that they're doing well, you know, but what they think about me, I don't care. I really don't, because my life isn't based on what other people think, you know. And that's how you need to be. You need to have a little bit of that in you, you know, because when it's all said and done, it's just you and life anyway. You know, it's you living your life. And, you know, these people that are spouting out all this, you know, FYI to you about your attitudes and this and that, they have no dog in the fight. Mm-mm. You know, when it all boils down to it, it's just you and life. They're not out there fighting life on your behalf. You're fighting life on your own behalf. You know, people aren't there. And, yet, you know, and you have to adopt a little bit of a I don't care what you think attitude, you know.
Exactly.
I mean, now when you're, you know, now like obviously I do care about what Grammy thinks. You know, when you have your, when you're in, involved in your relationships and that. You know, now that's when you do have to care. You know, you do have to care. But, I mean, as far as strangers and people out there on the street and people that are associates or people that you very rarely run into, I don't care. I really don't. Because you can't live your life going around based on what other people think of you.
But you're going to be miserable.
You are going to be miserable.
Because you're never going to make their expectations. Never. So you should just pay attention to yourself. love yourself in a way that you're taking care of yourself and you're doing what's best for yourself and growing. But yeah, you're never going to meet their expectations. Hi, dude. Welcome.
Dude. Yeah.
The heck with them. Yeah. Fill your life around with people that support you and that care about you and that love you. So fill your life around those people, because they'll be honest with you when they need to be honest with you and tell you the truth, and you should be open to hearing that. But, you know, they're also going to be there to support you too, and you're going to do the same for them. So fill yourself with those good people.
Yeah. I mean, there's times when, you know, I mean, it's like, okay, I won't, I'll tell Dina Joe, you know, we'll be talking and be like, okay, I've got to be, okay, we need to be serious now. We need to be serious about this, okay? And then we go, bah! We can't be serious. Hey, you know, there's this commercial. I don't know if you've seen it.
Hi, Shonda. Oh, my gosh. It's so good to see you. I've been thinking about you. I'm glad to see you.
Shonda. Hi, Shonda. Hey, there's another person. Shonda, get yes. in. Tell everybody about your podcast, The Van Life Pantry. We're doing a yes. promote your podcast in the chat room day. So
on Fridays, we're going to try to do that. So if you want to put your information in there.
So nice. I'm watching TV and I see this commercial comes on for, I think it's Amazon Prime or something like that. It's got Medusa. It's got Medusa in it. Have you seen it?
Is it a cartoon? A cartoon?
No, it's real people, but it's a CG kind of way.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. And she orders glasses. And so she's not
yes!
people in the stone. Yeah.
And when I'm watching the commercial, it made me think. Cause here it is. She's in her little cave, whatever. And a girl comes in, and Medusa turns around and looks at her. She turns to stone, and it's all, you know. And then so she's tired of that happening, so she orders sunglasses. And I'm thinking, that's why Medusa was always kicked off.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Medusa didn't have a bad attitude in that. She was just always ticked off because when anybody come to see her, she'd look at them and they turned to stone. And so the commercial is she buys sunglasses so people can't see her eyes. And I was thinking, yeah, that's why Medusa needed sunglasses back then. Yeah. Medusa wasn't in it. She's been getting a bad rap all these decades and centuries. She's been getting this bad rap of being this little evil person. No, she was just mad because she couldn't help it but turn people into stone.
She wanted to be a friend and tell her jokes.
Yeah, she wanted to be a friendly person, but she couldn't because every time everybody looked at her, they turned her stone. So I've had my whole attitude change about Medusa.
Hi, Code 2319.
Clash of the Titans. Tell a different story. Oh, they tell the story about her. They tell the story that everybody knows, but the truth be known, she wanted to be friends with everybody, but she was mad because every time she looked at him, she got they turned to stone. That's just it right there. Poor Medusa. That's all I got to say about that. Come on, Medusa. Come on. So you know you're old. When you clean your house to the music you used to drink to.
That's funny. That's true. That's so true. I'm getting down, scrubbing the floors, dancing with the music I used to be out in the... Yep, exactly.
Out in the clubs so listening funny. To. Yeah. How do people go to sleep as soon as they close their eyes? You made that comment the other day, Dina Jo. You went to bed, hit the pillow, bam, you were gone. How do people go to sleep as soon as they close their eyes? It takes me 4 hours, 7 pillow flips, 11 different positions, 2 trips to the bathroom, and a partridge in a pear tree.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, man. Who else in here grew up in a home where you ate what your mama cooked or you didn't eat at all?
Me.
I mean, I was at some place and they served the food and their little kid goes, I don't like this. I don't want this. And they busted up off the table, went and made them some like mac and cheese. Oh, well, let me make you some mac and cheese. And you know, and I'm thinking, you're crazy. Make that kid eat what you just prepared for him. Had like a piece of meat, mashed potatoes, some peas. I'm going, don't feed that kid like that. It is amazing. No, we ate what my mom served. My mom would always say, if you don't like it, go get a job, make some money, and buy your own food. that's it. Yeah.
Hi, Glenby. Welcome.
Here's That's another
crack
one.
And pod guy.
Here's another one. Anyone else grow up in a country or in a country and had good home cooked meals all the time and rarely went out to eat?
We rarely went out to eat either.
Yeah, we were always eating at home. Always eating at home, you know. Yeah. Do you still go around the house turning off lights because your parents used to say, don't waste electricity?
Yes. And don't leave the door. Do you live in a barn? Do you live in a barn?
You've become your mom and dad.
Yes.
We have become our parents. You know another thing I do, and it's a bad habit of mine, and Grammy always gets on me, is if I go to a house, I straighten pictures on the wall.
Oh, we miss you too, Shauna.
You know, if I walk into a house and I see a picture that's off kilter a little bit, I'll go straighten it. And it used to drive my sister Big Penny Dip. She used to drive her crazy because I'd walk through her house because she has all kinds of artwork, and she goes, "Hey, how do you know I don't want it like that?" I go, well, yeah. When I leave, you can put it back the way
Hi,
you
Sassy.
Had it.
Hi, Art Boobin. Welcome.
Rob says, I get into the habit of doing other people's dishes.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
He would love you to come over. Mine was always, I always do my dishes. I don't like having dishes in the sink. It drives me crazy.
Honestly, more times than not, that's how I am. I try to get them done. I have a bowl of cereal or something in the evening time, and there's when I go to bed, if there's that bowl and that spoon sitting in the sink, bam, uh-huh. I'll wash it real quick, put them away. Yeah, I try to be like that, but sometimes I just go, I ain't doing no dang dishes. Ain't no dishes. They can pile up as far as I'm concerned. And so I let them go for a couple of days, and then I go, all right, I better get them done. And then it's just me and Grammy, and it's like, even then, there's not that many dishes. It's like, well, why didn't I just get them done, you know, 2 days ago? Why don't I wait? Why did I wait? I don't know. Get those dishes done. Yeah, we have definitely become our parents. Yeah, we have definitely become our parents. So when you got little kids, you're growing, you got little kids out there. Let's see. Oh yeah. Too much saucy. We had weeks at a time. Exactly. That's exactly what we did. My mom like had a schedule, you know, she had a schedule and, it was like, this is Penny's week to do the dishes, you know? And, we used to finagle and make deals. Hey, you know, if you'll do this for me, I'll do your dishes for you on Monday.
Hi, Terry. Welcome.
I'll do your dishes for you on Monday and Tuesday. All right. It's a deal.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
We used to do them in pairs. My mom used to have us, you know, we'd double team the dishes. Like me and my brother Robert, we'd have to do the dishes. Or Robin and Kathy, or me and Kathy, or, you know, Big Penny, she didn't want to do anything with us. She knew better. She knew better. She was smart. You know, because me and my brother ended up having fights, and there'd be water all over the kitchen. And I think my mom finally said, you know what? No, no more double teaming the dishes. You all are going to have to do them by yourself now. Yeah. Yeah. And she'd sit there and watch us. And then she'd get up, and then she would get up and have the audacity to come into the kitchen and look at stuff and go, no, this needs to be cleaned again. It's not good enough. What? No. Yep. She would. She used to do it.
Good morning, love.
Hi, Saucy. Tell us about you.
Oh, my God. So my mom tells me one day, she's like, okay, use some elbow grease. And I'm looking off under the damn sink for some
elbow grease.
And I'm looking under the kitchen sink. I go to the bathroom. We don't have any elbow grease. So I went outside to the car and I got some of the oil stuff that looks grease.
No.
I put it in the dishes and the dishes turned green. And she comes in and she's like, what did y'all do to this? When she got mad, her nose always do this thing. She, what did you do to this kitchen? Mom, I use elbow grease. Girl, there ain't no darn elbow grease. You gotta use your arm harder with elbow grease. Oh,
my God. That's a good story because, you know, yeah, like that, you know, your mom would say use elbow grease. You never heard that term before. And as far as
where do you find elbow grease at? You cannot tell these kids today about elbow grease. They're going to try to Google it. Can you Google, Sirius, can you give me some elbow grease, you know? My mom was, man, we had to spick and span her kitchen, man. And then what would be so crazy is, Grandma, why she would come in there and cook? Soon as we're done, she gonna cook something. I'm like, oh, no.
Oh, no. You're cleaning my kitchen.
Yeah.
Hey, man. But I did the same thing. I did the bargaining. Hey, I got to go to my cousin's house on the weekend. If you do the dishes on Tuesday, I can do your dishes on Friday. Mama won't have an app. If you had to go, if you were going somewhere that weekend, you got double.
No, man.
Oh, yeah. Put that over there, cat a corner.
I don't know how long I lived my life before I knew what cat a corner was.
What is cat a corner? Put that over there, cat a corner. Man, rest in peace, my mommy, man. She was a lady out of this world, guys. That's funny. Could do anything was moved. If she went to the hospital, guys, I remember for 1 week. And she had these 7-Ups. They were like little liters. I drank only 2. And I moved the Lysol. She called me on the phone like somebody was dying. Where's my Lysol? Somebody drunk 2 of my 7-Ups. Oh, my God, lady. How long have you had those 7-Ups?
Yeah, but are you the same way now? Are you the same way?
I'm exactly the same.
Yeah, I am. I am exactly that way.
I don't, if something's out of place, I can tell it, you know. And I find myself doing that same thing. Diamond, go put them clothes in the dirty clothes.
That's too funny. Hey, Glenn. Good to see
you,
man.
Cash. Nice.
Love you guys. I'm
going to
drop down. I just have to tell you guys.
All right.
You're too good. Thank you.
Always welcome. Thank you. Yeah, she's right. She is totally right about this, knowing if things are missing. My son came to stay with us for a day or something. You know, he had to come and stay with us. So this is when he was younger, and he comes in. I go to work, and then I come home, and I walk in the door, and I glance over to where all our movie DVDs are. You know, and I went, "There's DVDs missing." And Grammy goes, "What?" I go, "Yeah, there's about 4 DVDs missing. And I've got several hundred of these scenes sitting in a shelf." And she goes, "How do you know?" I go, "I just know there's 4. And it's like, "Richard!" And I got her. He goes, "Where's my movies?" They're right here in my backpack. I was going to borrow them. Nope, put them back. And he had like 4. He had 4 of them. And it's like, it's amazing. He goes, How did you know? I just know my stuff has been moved. Yeah, I like that. You can't move my stuff. I know. As cluttered as the studio is, and it's cluttered, you know. If I walk in here and Grammy had come in here looking for something, I go, "Hey, what were you looking for?" I can tell you were looking for something. How do you know? Well, because this is moved.
Something's moved. Yeah.
But I think that's how my mom was too. Hey, Glenn. Yeah, I didn't have a heart attack. We watched the Kraken win yesterday. The Kraken won 2 in a row, baby. Yeah. I think it's that dog. It's Davy Jones, I'm telling you.
Yep, they got that doggy.
They were struggling in the game, you know. They're struggling, and all of a sudden, they made it known that Davy Jones was
in the... They rescued that dog.
Mm-hmm. Davy Jones was in the house, and bam, they pulled off the win. Yeah, Davy Jones.
Davy.
It was good. It was good. Good job. Hey, Glenn, one thing, you did that little pre-podcast thing. I could not listen to that through Podbeam. It didn't work. I don't know what happened. And also, Glenn, I want to invite you, because Glenn's got podcast too. I want to invite you. We have a Promote Your Podcast Day on Fridays. We're going to the chat room go in the chat room and promote your podcast and tell people where they can find you and what a little bit about your podcast and in our chat room so we can get people.
Well, we like you. Go ahead and post your stuff about your podcast. We like
you. Podbean doesn't like him. Yeah. Well, what a great game. That was a fantastic game. I'm telling you, man, it was exciting. It was exciting. Oh, man. And you know what else is exciting, Dina Jo? You know what else is exciting?
What?
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock.
Oh, 5, 6, 7 o'clock.
You know what time it is? Rock. 9, it's 10, time for 11, Dina Jo. It's a day in music history. So get out there, order yourself up a couple of cheeseburgers with fries and a couple of root beer floats to wash it down. Here she is, ladies and gentlemen. The hostess with the mostest. Dina Jo.
I am so happy we are not doing that other list.
I know. It's terrible. This is good, but I've been working on the one that we're starting on Monday, and it is going to, let me look real quick, can I tell you exactly what it's called? 30 Fascinating Early Bands of Future Music Legends. And it's pretty cool because the research that I'm doing, it's going to be fine. Nothing like the last one, that's for sure.
Well, anyway, you've got one on this list right here. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to ask you some questions about it if you don't say it in your little pre-talk.
Okay.
Okay, right. Here we go.
We're going to start with the first on our list. We're going to start in the year 1942. Count Basie records 1 o'clock Jump. The melody derived from the band's members' riffs. Basie rarely wrote down musical ideas, so Eddie Durham and Buster Smith helped him crystallize his ideas. The original 1937 recording of the tune by Basie and his band is noted for the saxophone work of Herschel Evans and Lester Young, trumpet by Buck Clayton and Walter Page on bass, and Basie himself on piano. The song is typical of Basie's early riff style. Their instrumentation is based on head arrangements, which each section made up their part based on what the other section was playing. Individuals took turn improvising over the top of the entire sound. Basie recorded 1 o'clock Jump several times after the original performance for Decca in 1937. 1 o'clock Jump became the theme song of Count Basie's orchestra. They used it to close each of their concerts for the next half century. It was reportedly titled Blue Ball at first, but the radio announcers feared that it was too risque. So here is Count Basie with 1 o'clock Jump.
This is good music, folks.
Swing.
Early jazz, big band sounds. Yeah, Count Basie. And that's Count Basie on the piano. Count Basie and his orchestra. 1 o'clock Jump. Count Basie.
Oh, man. Eric, do you see what Eric wrote? Breaking news. Comedian, actor, game show host.
I had a group text come over tonight.
Has also passed away. You know,
and I did a web search to confirm it.
Oh. Louis Anderson was, he was one funny comedian. I loved his comedy routines, his stand-up. He was one funny guy. Oh, there's another guy. Well, rest in peace.
Louis.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You know, he did Family Feud for a couple of seasons.
Oh, yes, yeah, he did. He did do that.
And I think the children's show Life with Louis was stories based on his childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, he'll be missed too. Another good entertainer.
That's so sad.
Well, him and Meatloaf went to go be with Betty and other great people who have since passed away.
Yes.
Yeah. So sad. Whew.
Okay.
Well, thanks, Eric. Sorry about that. Thank you for letting us know.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna go move on to the year 1957. Patty Cline. With Walking After Midnight. Walking After Midnight is a song written by Alan Block and Don Hirsch and recorded by Patsy Cline. The song was originally given to pop singer Kay Starr. However, her label rejected it. The song was left unused until Hirsch rediscovered it. Originally, Cline was not fond of Walking After Midnight, but after making a compromise with her label, she recorded it. In 1957, Cline performed the song on an episode of the CBS television program, Arthur Godfrey's Talent Scouts. Arthur Godfrey. It garnered a strong response from the viewers and was therefore rushed released in the single on February 11th, 1957. Walking After Midnight became Cline's first major hit, recorded reaching number 2 on the Billboard Country Music Charts, number 12 on the pop charts. Here is Patsy Cline with Walking After Midnight.
I remember hearing this song when I was a kid. My dad used to play it all the time.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight, just like we used to do. I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you.
Walking after midnight, Miss Patsy Cline. One of those old female country singers with a unique voice.
Yes.
You always knew when Patsy Cline was singing. Yeah. Good song.
Yes. Okay. Number 3 on our list is going to be the year 1959. The Kingston Trio's Tom Dooley is certified gold. The first hit for the Kingston Trio, this song is about Tom Dooley, who was a real person. He was a gifted fiddle player and enjoyed the company of ladies. During the Civil War, he served the Confederacy as a musician and was captured near the end of the war and held as prisoner of war. After he was released and he returned to his life and his relationship with Ann Milton and other women, including Ann's cousin Laura Foster, on the day that he and Laura were to be married, she disappeared and was found weeks later in a shallow grave. She'd been stabbed in the heart.
Tom knew
that it was known. He was the last to know, to be seen with her alive. So he fled the country and went to work for Colonel James Grayson on his farm in a nearby county. Dooley stayed long enough to earn money for a pair of boots and then left for Tennessee, where the posse was assisted by Colonel Grayson found himself. He was taken back to North Carolina and represented by ex-governor of North Carolina, Zebulon Vance. After much publicized trial and appeal, he was found guilty and hung at Statesville, North Carolina. The grave of Laura and Ann are visited each year by a number of tourists. Tom's grave is on a private property and is not open to the public. The Tom Dooley Museum is located in Ferguson, North Carolina. The reason for the murders are not known, but it appears he may have killed her because of the contacting a venereal disease. Here is Kingston Trio with Tom Dooley.
I always thought this song was just made up.
It's real.
Throughout history, there have been many songs written about the Eternal Triangle. This next one tells the story of a Mr. Grayson, a beautiful woman, and a condemned man named Tom Dooley. When the sun rises tomorrow, Tom Dooley must hang. Hang down your head, Tom.
Again, Dooley. This always makes me ask the question, what has happened to folk music? Where's it gone?
Hang down your head, Tom. Dooley, poor boy, you're bound to die. I met her on the mountain.
Tom Dooley, the Kingston Trio.
Yeah, what a story.
I know. And you know, you just don't hear folk music anymore.
No, it's great.
It's lost. It's gone away. These old songs are just awesome. This is awesome.
They really are. Okay, number 4 on our list today is the soundtrack album of Saturday Night. Saturday Night Fever hits number 1 in the U.S. and stays there for an astonishing 24 weeks. It is one of the best-selling albums in history and remains the second best-selling soundtrack of all times after The Bodyguard, selling over 40 million copies worldwide at the time this was written, and stayed at the top of the Billboard album charts for 120 weeks. Here is Night Fever by the Bee Gees off of the album Saturday Night Fever.
You know, this was a good era for music, the disco music, the disco sound. There's a lot of
roller skates. Woo, get those roller skates on, everybody.
Put on your skates. Get that glow going, that the little sparkly lights everywhere.
That would be so fun to do. We'd all be falling down and breaking a hip.
Night Fever from the movie. And this is the Bee Gees. That's funny. That's funny. Yeah, we'd be out there. We'd be breaking hips.
I know. We'd be all, need to be all padded down, have a bunch of pads on us.
We'd look like hockey players.
Yeah.
Disco music was fun. It was fun. It was fun. It was good music.
All right. So we're going to move on to the year 1984. Yes is only owner of the Lonely Heart goes number one in America. This is the first single from their album 90125 and was the group's one and only number one charting hit, which I found kind of shocking. The album was a drastic departure from Yes's progressive sound in the 70s, containing distorted guitars and synthesizers that were popular at the time. With the help of MTV, Yes suddenly found a new audience, who were sometimes shocked to learn that much of their back catalog consisted of complex pieces that would often run well over 10 minutes. This song describes the paradox of loneliness. Once you've been hurt, loneliness is better than a broken heart. Here is Yes with Owner of a Lonely Heart.
I love this song.
I know, it's so good.
It reminds me of MTV. I do have a question for you about this song.
Okay.
I used to play this on the guitar all the time when I was jamming at home. I gotta wait till they start singing. Move yourself.
Hi, Robin. Welcome back.
Okay, now, Nita Joe.
Yes.
Is that Sting? Is that Sting singing in and Yes?
No. See yourself. No. You are
the strength. Doesn't he sound like Sting?
Yes.
I thought that's Owner of a Lonely Heart by Yes. I swore. I thought that was Sting. I'm going, was that a band that Sting was in before the Police?
No.
Man, it sounds just like him.
It does, but it's not.
Okay.
Yeah, he does kind of sound like him.
Yeah, but that's a good song. That is a such song. A fun song, yeah.
Yes, it's a
It's fun
band.
To play when you're around on your guitar. It's fun. Yeah. It's fun. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right, everybody. This is a shocker, but I do remember it. 1997, Mr. Pat Boone releases the album In a Metal Mood, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Boone covers various hard rock classes, including Stairway to Heaven, Enter Sandman, and Crazy Train. Boone was one of the top singers of the 50s and 60s before turning his focus to gospel. Known for its sound, even describes as vanilla, the staunchy conservative Boone takes on his musical nemesis heavy metal by turning the songs into lounge productions. Richie Blackmore and Ronnie James Dio both appear on the album. Here is Pat Boone with Crazy Train.
Now, if you don't know about Pat Boone, man, he was just he was a real crooner, just singing along the lights of Andy Williams, Frank Sinatra. And then when I saw this album and you gave me this song, yeah. Joe, I thought this has to be a parody album. But no, it's real. He tried to change his image. So, okay, here we go. Crazy Train with Pat Boone. Oh, my God. This is cracking me up.
crazy. Hey, but that's how it goes. Millions of people living as foes.
That ain't Ozzy Osbourne, folks.
Maybe it's not too late.
Crazy train. Oh my gosh.
See, you learned something on Dina's Joe's Music and History, don't you?
Yes, you do. You know what? That is, I've got to listen to the full album because it just sounds funny. I mean, it sounds, I mean, it's good music, but it ain't, you know, when I heard that, I'm expecting, you know, the Ozzy Osbourne, you know, him doing Crazy Train, you know, but
yeah,
it's like, are you kidding me? You know, that is something. It gets a little swing going. Like he said, a lounge song turns it into a lounge song.
I know. But one of the pictures of him is in like a leather vest, like he's trying to be a biker.
Without
like
a shirt all, on.
Without a shirt vest. Underneath it. It's just this leather vest. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, how corny.
And for those of you that know, for those of you that have heard Debbie Boone, well, this is her dad. This is Debbie Boone's dad.
And at that time, he was really into gospel, like I said. He was very into gospel, so it was kind of funny to hear him do that. Hi, Professor.
What was the name of his album? Oh, yeah. No More Mr. Nice Guy.
No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah. That's funny. That is funny. What a great list today, Dina Jo. And
we still have one more song.
Oh, we do? Oh.
Don't wait. Oh, maybe I didn't give it to you. Never mind.
Oh, wait, we do. Yeah. Hey, we have the...
Yeah, I thought so. Hi, Aurora.
Yeah, we got
okay.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay, one more song. And it was 2004, the Warts and All Metallica documentary, Some Kind of Monster, makes its debut at the Sundance Film Festival. The 141-minute film chronicles the recording of their album, Saint Anger, one of the more turbulent eras of the Metallica career. A thread throughout the film is their therapy sessions with Phil Toll, a $40,000-a-month performance-enhancing coach tasked with getting the band over their mountain of emotional baggage. Here is Metallica with Saint Anger off the album of the same name.
I want to hear Pat Boone do this song.
Hi, Gordon.
Like John says, from Pat Boone to Metallica.
Yeah. Does it have any words?
All right. That's Saint Anger by Metallica. I don't know how long it goes before that.
Yeah, without any words.
Yeah. It's 7.5 minutes long.
So oh, my goodness.
It goes quite a bit. That is funny. That is funny. Okay, now, thank you, Dina Jo.
You're welcome.
What a great song is that was. That was something.
And so on Monday, it's going to be a little bit different. And I'm going to tell you a little bit about this band, and then the old man, he'll of course know who it is, and he'll play a little snippet, and I want to know if you guys can figure out who they were before they became the music legend. And
that sounds like fun.
And then it'll end up talking about the rest of it, so it's gonna be fun. It's a good list. What are you
typing? Hold on a second, I'm looking at something here. Let's see. Where is the album? I'm looking for Pat Boone's album. Oh, here it is. Pat Boone's album. No More Mr. Nice Guy. Okay, it's got, let's see, I'm looking for a song. Because I thought you said it was on there. Paradise City. He's got Paradise. Paradise City. Guns N' Roses. Let's hear a little bit of Paradise City. Here it goes.
Oh.
him being a bad boy.
I don't even recognize it.
Bad boy. Pat Boone being a bad boy.
Take me down to the Paradise City where the
guys. Oh, dear Lord. Lord. Oh, no. Me oh, my good grief.
Okay,
take
hold on.
Me that's home.
That's not the one I was looking for. This is the one I'm looking for. Stairway to Heaven. Pat okay. Boone. Stairway to Heaven.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold.
Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway to Heaven.
To Heaven. Yeah.
This would be a fun album to listen to.
All right. Let's
okay,
go.
Okay. So, Holy Driver, Enter the Sandman, Love Can Hurts, No More Mr. Nice Guy, Panama.
Can you dig it, Ralph? Can you dig
it? It's a long way to the top if you want to rock and roll.
We got to bring clapping back. Remember from the Frankie and Annette days when they're in the lounges and they would clap?
Yeah, exactly.
Like in a circle.
Smoking on the Water and You've Got Another Thing Coming. These are some of the songs that are on this album.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. Now, but you know, I got to admit, you know, being a music guy, those guys did a pretty good job writing the arrangements for those songs.
At least you could understand the words.
Well, can you dig it? Anyway, good job. That is funny. Pat Boone singing "Shout at the Devil." Yeah. Pat Boone does AC/DC. Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good stuff. Oh man, that's funny. He was trying. He was trying to be a bad boy. He was trying to be a bad boy with his little leather vest and his chains around his neck. Yeah. Pat Boone does Twisted Sister. I hear you. That is hilarious stuff. I mean, the guy had to have done that whole album with tongue in cheek. You know, I don't know how much that album sold, but I'm sure it sold. I'm sure, you know, I don't know if it went platinum or not, but, you know, I know it was shorter. But I mean, that's like the original, that's like almost like an original Weird Al album.
You know,
doing those songs like that. That's funny. That is so funny. But, you know, hey, these guys get out of their comfort zone and they try to do stuff and just have fun doing it. There you go. Yeah. I just fired myself from cleaning my house. I don't like my attitude, and I got caught drinking on the job.
Oh.
Do you think you... Oh,
wait, welcome, no, TMG.
I don't want to read that. let's see. Oh, here's one. I should have thought of this when Sassy was on the phone. Did anyone else grow up in a household when rolling your eyes was considered talking back?
Oh man, you got slapped upside the head. I'll roll those eyes right back to where they belong. Bam. Right? Yeah.
I said that to Grammy. I asked Grammy that yesterday because I was going through these.
Yep,
and she ducked. Exactly. As soon as I said it, she ducked. It's like she knew her mom was standing behind her.
Yeah, I know. We know, yeah.
Oh, no, you did not just roll your eyes at me.
I know.
Get over here. I know, and then they'd make us come to them.
I know. Ah, you know you were going to get it.
Yeah. Come over here right now. No, you're going to hit me. Oh, man, that's so funny. That is so funny. Here you go, Dina Jo. You can relate to this. And it doesn't necessarily have to do with married life. It's just dealing with the with men. Okay, the married life. Telling your husband the same sentence
10 days in a row just to have him say, "You definitely never told me that." Your sigh. And now you being a mom, being out in grocery shopping and all this and that, I know you feel like this. Just bought $200 worth of groceries and then ordered pizza because I don't feel like cooking after the hassle of grocery shopping.
I know. It's like, oh, gosh. Yeah, exactly. Or what are we going to have for dinner? I don't know. Let's go somewhere and get something. I'm too tired.
Yeah, let's call some. Yeah. My wife, and I can swear to this. I mean, this sometimes this is how I feel it at our house with Grammy. My wife made me a cup of coffee, this morning and winked at me when she handed me the cup. I've never been more scared of a drink in all my life. It's like, what did she do to it? What did she do to that drink? Yeah. Hey, welcome everybody to the show. We're closing down here. We're coming to the end of the show. I want to ask you all, hit that follow button for us. We're trying to get to 2,000 followers, and we're about 14 people away. Come on, hit the follow button. You people downloading the show, hit the follow button for us.
Please.
Yeah. Please, please. Don't make me resort to big. Hey, and you people with other podcasts, tell your pod people to follow us and become a member of our pod people. That would be fun. Yeah.
By clicking on your profile, man, you've got right now 1,985 in that list. Can grow, and we could hopefully achieve that 2,000 follower goal hopefully by the end of the month if we could get more people
to that'd be fine.
Podbean
that'd
and give you a follow. Listening to the published shows. Yeah, sorry.
I was going to say, listening to the published show. Message. Go ahead, Eric.
Oh, man.
Listening to the published shows are great, but coming into the live shows is even better because you get to interact.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah. And we get to read what you're saying in the chat room and talk to you that way.
Yeah, get to know you.
It's funny, mm-hmm. Yeah. Podbean kind of sends us podcasters mixed messages because you look at one number.
Hi to Greg.
I look at one number and it says, 1,985. And then I'll look at another number and it'll say 1,088. Uh-huh. I think it's like the bank. It's like the bank where you have your
slow updates.
You have your I was thinking more like you have your balance, but you have your available balance. You know what I'm saying? Oh, speaking of which, Dina Jo, Comcast, our favorite company. I got up on a Saturday, wanted to do some stuff, so I looked in my bank account. So I was looking at my balance to see where I was at, and I had a negative balance in one of my accounts. And Grammy had just deposited a ton of money in my account, and I'm going, "What? What happened? That dang old Comcast just decided they were going to take their payment out of my account without any kind of permission whatsoever."
Oh, man. And then you had to try to get on the phone with them?
No, I had to hurry and get money over to the bank.
Oh.
I had to hurry and get over to the money to the bank. Because I told Grammy, because my Grammy was mad. She wanted to go headhunting at Comcast. I go, look, let's just let that sit for a second. Let's get money in the bank first. Get money in the bank. And I caught it before any, overdraft charges and all that. We got it all taken care of.
Yeah.
But that dang dope podcast. They just automatically decided I was going to do auto pay.
I went
into my account on the internet and I said, I'm not. And I turned everything off. Yeah. These companies, auto pay. I got your auto pay right here.
Wow.
Our favorite company.
I don't even want to start talking to you about them because we don't have enough minutes.
No, we don't have enough money. We don't have enough time in the day to get down on them. We might just have to dedicate a whole show.
No, because we're supposed to be happy.
Oh, we're anti-anger, anti-hate.
Yes, okay. Yes.
Breathe. Breathe.
Ralph says, "I got your auto pay right here next to my shotgun."
I hear you, Ralph. That's exactly what I'm thinking. So, on that pleasant note, Get out of here. Curse you, Dinkelberg. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. We had a great show. We had fun today. What a good way to end the week. Hey, tomorrow's Saturday, man. Saturday. Have a good night, Saturday. Eric, who's got some shows coming up today that you can tell people about?
Well, coming up on Podbean Live today, don't know if DeGray or it might be going live today or publishing a show, but be on lookout for him up nonetheless. Yeah. And be on lookout, of course, today for Frankie D and the John Gale program at 5 p.m. Eastern. The Swap Doesn't Lie at 7 p.m. Eastern. I think Shannon mentioned something about 11 p.m. Eastern time, like a sing-along show with her and Linga Longa and a couple other friends like...
Yeah,
and you got the dude Sean in the Podfather show, and you know Coltrane and Crazy Train, and it's Doomsday Podcast throughout the weekend. You also got Ralph and the Unsupervised Podcast back Monday morning, and then I know we're back Monday morning as well. So have a great weekend, everybody.
Yes, we will. We'll be back here Monday, fired up, ready to go, ready to take on the last week of January. Monday. Get out there and have a fun weekend, everybody. Do some fun stuff. You know, the best thing you can do is turn off the news. Turn off the news this weekend. You've been listening to the news all week. Well, give yourself 2 days off. You got NFL football playoffs coming up. You've got NHL games coming up. You got all kinds of sports. If you're into sports, check them out. Do some fun stuff with your family. Have a game night. Play some games. Have a fireball tequila drink. Hey, Ralph, remember, mix that 1-to-1. If you have a shot of fireball, put a shot of tequila in it. That's the mixture right there. And then be sure to let it come back Monday and let us know what you thought. I think it's great. I'll probably have a couple of them this weekend myself. Anyway, everybody, have a great time. Get out there and have some fun. That's what it's all about. You work hard all week. Give yourself a break. Give yourself a break, man. You deserve it. You deserve a break. And now, a final word from the queen of fun herself, Dina Jones.
Be the reason someone smiles today. Let your smile change the world, but don't let the world change your smile. Thanks so much for joining us this whole week. We appreciate it so much. Give us a follow, and we love you. Hope to see you around Podbean. Have a good weekend, and do your squats. Bye.
Master Sergeant, it is Joe. Master Sergeant.
Yes. You go, bring us. You can do it, girl.
Have a great weekend, everybody. We appreciate you coming in. We appreciate you guys that are downloading the show. If you missed the show and you want to hear it in its entirety, you can do that on the WESN Epic Strategies Network at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Our music's done. We're out of here.
Have a great weekend, everybody. God bless you. See you around the pod.
Bye.
That's it. Later, Gators.